When athletes or celebrities retire, they sometimes start restaurants. When FBI agents or police leave their jobs, they sometimes start security companies. And some are better than others. The industry is fairly unregulated. Few states have programs to check and certify security companies or consultants, which can make it hard to tell who the good guys are or how much security is enough. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
I've been invited to a terrorism dramatization. It's in Northern Virginia, hosted by a security company, local businesses, and chambers of commerce. The invitation promises fake blood, gunshots, and other, quote, unpleasantness that is necessary to show what a terrorist hijacking situation is like in order to be prepared. At the bottom, it says, please do not distribute these directions. The directions lead to a lecture hall near Dulles Airport. Some of us have volunteered to be taken hostage. We sit in the front row. There's a mental health specialist here, but no one seems to think they'll need one. Eileen Curtis sits a few seats down.
I'm president of the Herndon Dulles Chamber of Commerce.
And you volunteered to sit in the front because?
Well, terrorism came close to Dulles Airport that day, too, and we do get questions from our business community, and they look to the chamber for suggestions. So I wanted to have a more first-hand experience with the event.
Are you scared?
No.
The transition between the Cold War and terrorism.
An introductory lecture begins, but it's quickly interrupted by two men who are already in the audience. One has a gun, another a knife. We're ushered, shoved to the front of the room. And we go obediently. A woman who is really an actor screams. The terrorists stab her, then shoot two others with blanks. Suddenly, five men dressed entirely in black are in the room pointing automatic weapons at the rest of the audience. It's surprisingly frightening. The terrorists quickly exit, leaving behind a man with a timer and explosives strapped to him. The timer counts down to zero. The end. Sean Dehan was one of the mock terrorists.
If it had been real life, three people would have been dead at first, and then the entire audience in the building would have come down because of the bomb.
Dehan works for a company called ISOD, which offers classes, self-defense for women, for instance. ISOD's agents can kill with their hands, he says, and once stormed a drug lord's house to return a girl to her mother. Dehan says this demonstration is not a sales pitch. It's a wake-up call. Fear, he says, can be good.
I think it is. I guess that's a matter of opinion. It helps them to be moved to action rather than to say, well, we need to do some things, but I'm not sure what. They realize that they're completely vulnerable if they don't have security at the perimeter and at every level of strategic targets.
So, how much security is enough? Harvey Kushner studies terrorism at Long Island University.
I don't believe we should become a fortress society where everybody is trained in hand-to-hand combat and carries a weapon and walks around with a gas mask. I mean, this is not really the American response to the new phase of terrorism.
Kushner is a cautious type, carries antibiotics with him, never takes the same route home. And he says people should be suspicious of companies selling security. Good security companies don't advertise, he says. You hear about them by word of mouth.
Whenever there is this misery of terrorism that strikes a society, there's always this, you know, rush, this extraordinary rush of security companies from that sell you listening devices to cameras to a hand-to-hand combat, always going to try to make a buck off of a very difficult situation.
Terry Lenzer agrees with that. He runs the investigative group. The company does background checks and offers security consultations. There's a real danger, Lenzer says, that businesses and companies will buy fancy equipment they don't need.
Particularly companies that haven't engaged in this kind of thing before may be feeling guilty about that and also want to demonstrate something symbolic to their employees that they're concerned and committed. But what we're saying is you can do that without hiring armed guards or putting a wall around your wall.
Lenzer's company is giving simple advice. Plan an evacuation route. Make sure people in wheelchairs can get out. And before hiring someone to assess your security, check them out. There are credentials to look for. For instance, someone may be a member of the International Association of Professional Security Consultants. Mark Bradshaw is the president. The IAPSC has only 120 members. They try to be selective, reject applicants who have criminal records. Some of them do. To avoid conflicts of interest, they insist members have no ties to companies that sell alarms or security products. Otherwise, Bradshaw says, it's hard to know who is who.
Overall, there is not a, let's say, a baseline qualification such as perhaps in other service professions, you know, a law degree in law and passing a bar, or certainly a medical degree to be a physician. There really isn't in the security profession.
A couple of states do offer certification for a fee, but those programs have been criticized for being more about generating revenue than establishing higher standards. Some people at the terrorist dramatization seemed intent on providing their own security. One man in the audience told the would-be terrorists, "If this weren't a gun-free zone, I'd be packing and you would have been gone." The organizers apparently were worried about this. Building guards had searched our bags on the way in. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Herndon, Virginia.